Hi, I'm Larry Gregory with Microsoft. I'm here at BizSpark Incubation Week in Boston. I'm joined by Marsh, Charbel, and Ken from SocialGrow. Welcome. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what SocialGrow is all about? What do you provide?
Ken?
SocialGrow is about transforming people's lives, and that sounds hokey when you say it out loud, but think about it. How do people use social networking sites? They use it to find a job. They use it to find a date. They use it to find a customer, a supplier. They're looking to connect with someone for either a business or a personal reason. What SocialGrow does is it makes it very easy for people to automate those invitations, those reaching out to people to find them, so there's a search component to them, and then to connect with them in a way that is relevant for what you're looking for, that is quicker to do, and is easier for you to do. That's SocialGrow.
Okay.
It's a simple online application.
Interesting. So you described a number of scenarios that kind of span an end user, kind of consumer experience or consumer
or business need, as
or
well
business.
As both companies, brands, governments, different types of organizations, you know, for-profit, non-profit, are trying to figure out how to use social media. They're going online and they realize that part of their ability to engage with their customer, with their peers, whoever their stakeholders are, means they have to figure out how to appropriately grow their network. Not from a spam perspective, but to reach out in a genuine, authentic manner and figure out what is my value to these people, and then once I know that, how do I engage them? How do I find them? How do I connect with them? Realizing you may be on LinkedIn, Charbel may be on Twitter, you know, Marsh is a Facebook guy. How do you find these people when there are literally thousands of social networks and more every day? Especially in the different vertical industries. The number of new medical online social networks has just gone exponential growth because everyone is now sponsoring their own.
It's also easier to engage these people with the networks that they're used to going to every day. Or a statistic, I think it was the other day, that 57.8 million people in the United States actually log into Facebook every day, which is an incredible statistic. So it's easier to have a touch point with your customers on the known social networks that people go to anyways, rather than, oh, let's create a whole new social network that people will also have to go to.
Right.
So we're enabling them to be able to reach out these people that are already on social networks that they're already interacting with and give them a better customer experience for these companies.
Sounds really useful. How do you turn that into revenue from a consumer perspective?
We're looking at a freemium model where for so many connections per month, it would be free. The sample of here's your little cube of cheese from the warehouse club. We want people to taste the product. We want people to use the product, get excited about it, talk about it. But after a certain amount of free usage, we're then going to go in and say, okay, you've used the product so much. Now, beyond that, there is a price point to it, and it would be a monthly subscription fee.
Okay.
We also see an opportunity because so many businesses are struggling to get their hands around social media to be able to go in and provide consulting and professional services, and as traffic to the website itself grows, there will be some advertising revenue.
Gotcha. Yes. Gotcha. So let's talk about the technology bit. Charbel, what's under the hood?
Well, you know, the technology, the way we thought about it is that, as Ken and Mars described, the technology was born from the business idea. And we're using a freemium model, which means it's very crucial for us to be able to provide the user with a system that's performant, scalable, that's easy to use. We want the user, when they experience this first free period, to be very satisfied, you know, to be happy and to be willing to spread the word about our services. The technology, we had so many options, you know, we kind of thought about Microsoft as a partner because of the advantages we were able to get from them. We're able to host everything. As a startup company, the cost we have to incur for hosting services and, you know, all the IT and so on, it is not something within our realm. It's not something that you can afford at this level. So we moved to the cloud. Microsoft Azure was the perfect solution for us, scalable, performant. It grows with us as we grow. And then, you know, with that, we looked at some user interface that's, you know, easy to use, nice looking. Silverlight was a solution for us, whether it's a IE web interface, whether it's a, you know, desktop application, it does the job. Windows 7 was there for us to do all the accelerator, all the federated search, all the, you know, applications that allow us to deliver what's under the hood without any user feeling about it. It's like so seamlessly going. you know, so the whole combination of it came as a perfect solution for our business idea.
Okay, so it sounds like you've got a cloud component to what you offer, a web presence piece of it, kind of a web front end piece to it, and you're also tapping into some of the client technology richness of the client. Great. I guess Social Grow is relatively new, but you guys have years of experiences in development and as entrepreneurs. What would you share with the folks that are watching in terms of lessons learned?
My my recommendation for people that are going to be starting a startup is to first of all build your network, build up your personal network of people. It's a very scary thing to have a startup because you don't know how to do this, you don't know how to do that. When I was forming a startup, when I was forming Social Grow as a startup, I'm actually a recruiter as well. So I get the benefit of having interviewed and worked with the best technology marketing candidates here in Boston. Charbel, I've known for years. He stands out as probably one of the top two or three .NET engineers that I know of here in the Boston area. And Ken Heron came to me, I think about a year ago, through another search I was doing. And I was just so blown away by his hands-on approach. So I would recommend that you get the marketing involved right away. I would recommend that you build your social network and you go to different networking events so you can meet other people and learn from other people who have done this, who have ideas and have creative ideas to help support your growth. It's always good to, it's one thing to have a really cool product, but you need to get the word out. You need to be able to build it and get it to market. And I think that you have to have the experience, you need to have the support of experienced people in order to be able to do that successfully.
That's great. Isn't that an unfair advantage, you being a recruiter?
Yes. Absolutely.
That's fantastic. All right, well, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Good luck with the rest of Incubation Week.
Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.